Joining us right now is Jeremy Fosser from the KTAR News Department. And we've pulled Jeremy in because just moments ago, as we were getting ready to get on the air, you had a very interesting interview. You were talking with Joe Arpaio, right? Jeremy, what did he have to say about this lawsuit?
Yeah, I reached out to him around 7 this morning, and he called me back literally right before
just
9
minutes
o'clock
ago, right?
On the air. Yeah, and so, you know, I wanted to start, obviously, when you have a lawsuit of that size and those kind of claims, I started off, I said, hey, Sheriff Joe, why did you decide to sue the New York Times?
I have my reputation to salvage after 55 years of dedicated service. So I'm filing that lawsuit, and somebody has to take on the New York Times. I'm willing to do it.
Yeah, and there were certain things he didn't want to get into, some of the specifics, because, you know, he said, well, a lot of things I'm going to have to refer to my lawyer, Larry Klayman, because I haven't even seen the press release yet. So he didn't want to go into too many details, just kind of an overall
broad. Yeah.
Right. Because he didn't want to do anything to potentially damage his case.
Okay, but you're talking about libel, which is false statements damaging to your reputation. So what was in the New York Times op-ed that was false,
libelous,
and damaging to your reputation? And he wasn't willing to answer any of those questions.
There were a lot of the specifics he wanted to go through his attorney. So we'll contact
his attorney. Okay.
Right. Reach out to the attorney. But basically, false assertions. He did feel like that put, you know, after he said after 55 years, this could hurt my standing. And we saw, and then there's court documents too. But, you know, it could hurt his standing among Republican donors, which makes you think, wow, maybe he still thinks he has a future in politics. So
well,
I asked him. I asked him about that.
Yeah.
You know, you never say never in politics. Some people said I lost this last election. Yeah, I came in late, had no money, and it was a tough road. But remember, only about one-third of the people voted.
Okay. Those that vote didn't vote for you, though. You finished third out of three. So he is – part of his lawsuit is – that he thinks he still has a political career, and that if he runs for office in the future, these comments that the New York Times made would damage a run down the road.
Correct.
For whatever political, office.
Right, and you saw, I think we saw it was potentially McCain's seat in 2020 that has been rumored. So, you know, there's that. And also something I thought was interesting is $147.5 million.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
When you come up with that number, too, $147.5 million. Round it up to $148.
That's exactly what I asked him.
I don't know. That's the lawyer. That may be what they're worth, the paper is worth. So I don't know where he came up with it, but I'm sure he had a reason to. I'm not overly concerned about the money. The money's not the issue with me.
Hmm. Wow. I don't even know what to make of this.
The idea that convicted felon Joe Arpaio thinks that he has a good name. Can I just point out that his concern about his standing and his reputation.
Yeah.
Earlier this week, he was at a campaign rally for a Nevada pimp and brothel owner, Dennis Hoff. He spoke at it where he shared the stage with porn actor Ron Jeremy. I could make the argument that you're doing a hell of a job of crafting whatever damage to your reputation perfectly on your own without the New York Times involved in the slightest.
Is that a joke? Is that serious?
That's dead serious.
No,
Dennis Hoff passed away shortly that evening after that campaign.
I did talk to him about that. And, you know, he said, they were at a dinner, and
Flav was there as well.
I saw him about 10 o'clock at night, and he said
he passed away sometime
fine
that evening.
He said he seemed just fine, and he was surprised. He said, "You know, this guy he's really popular in Nevada, and he had a really good chance to win his race." He said, "If he wins, because he's still going to be on the," he said, "he's still going to be on the ballot."
Yeah.
So if he wins, it's going to be interesting to see what the Republican Party in Nevada does.
Hmm.
Wow, I just did not expect this segment to go like brothel and Ron Jeremy and Joe Arpaio.
That's what Jim was saying during Arizona's morning news.
Yeah.
What happens when you cross Arizona politics with Nevada politics?
Boom.
A pimp, a sheriff, and a porn star.
Oh my goodness. You can't make this stuff up. Flavor.
You had
Flav
Arpaio. You had Ron Jeremy.
This is a joke.
Heidi Fleiss.
Seriously.
The madam, was it New York madam? They were all at this event.
Wow. Jeremy Foster.
But the New York Times is ruining Joe's reputation, by the way.
From the KTAR newsroom. Yeah. Just getting off the phone there with Joe Arpaio. We appreciate you sharing that interview with us.